This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I know what this is. It's another cry for some help. Always searching the internet for leads. And you didn't think it'd be so hard for someone just to say.
Yeah, that song owns.
I can't tell if it's a bad parody or a good parody of a bad song.
It's a great parody of a great song.
Because, like, the singing is bad, but also the Newfound Glory singing was bad. So maybe he's doing a good job.
He's doing a vocal match.
Yeah.
I strongly and vehemently disagree. Fuck off for that.
Oh, I'm just joking around.
It's one of my favorite bands.
I like that Jake could instantly name the band and the title of the song.
Yeah, what was that song. A parody of?
My Friends Over You by Newfound Glory off of their Sticks and Stones LP.
Oh, wow.
Which came out in 2001, wow. I want to say.
I was impressed, all and of now that. I'm concerned.
It's all wrong, right?
It's all wrong, yeah. It's a Blink-182 cover. No, that was indeed a Newfound Glory cover. Good job, Jake. By Rob August. Shout out that Instagram if you use it, @Rob_August.
Nice.
We're in New York
Good
City.
Good job, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Great rhyme.
We're in New York. True.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a new location that we've never recorded here before.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here with two new guests, HeadGum podcasters.
Woo!
Laura and Amanda.
True
or false? Rachel and Amanda?
Why did you say, there is an Amanda that's involved in the podcast.
Amanda is our producer.
We'll just call you the Girls on Porn from now on.
Great.
Girls on Porn is the name you have to memorize it. That's the important takeaway.
Yeah. That's the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you care to introduce the podcast? Tell us about it.
Sure. The podcast is very much what it sounds like.
Yep.
It's about porn. It's two girls reviewing porn. So we're both enthusiasts. Aficionados might be a stretch, but we're getting there. And we love porn. So we talk about the good and the bad and what turns us on and what's just terrible.
Yeah.
Cool. I think this episode of our show is coming out this Monday.
Correct.
Which means there are two episodes of Girls on Porn.
Correct.
Well, there's already two.
There's two in the feed.
We're learning.
Yeah. And I'm Laura, and you're Amir.
Yes.
You're learning.
We're in New York.
And this is Nick.
Nick
Rad.
Yeah, I know David.
So in the feed right now, it is MILF and Parody.
Yes.
Is that right?
Correct.
Cool. That's a good head-to-head for first two episodes. Which one will get listened to more?
Oh, that is a good head-to-head. We have guests on Parody.
Yep.
Nick Kocher and Brian McElhaney of Britannic.
That's right.
Who I feel like are HeadGum adjacent. Like maybe your audience knows them.
They've definitely been on our show.
Oh, yeah.
So if they listen to your podcast Parody, it'll basically be like hearing me in a mirror on Girls on Porn.
Yeah, because you guys reviewed a porn about a sketch that Nick and Brian made, but you just did the same episode.
Yeah,
we did. Oh, cool. Exactly. We should have checked for that. Sorry.
But this is an advice show. We tried to find as many porn-themed questions as possible.
Great.
In a porn lightning round, I'm calling it.
Oh, I'm God. Scared.
Just because I want a lot of people to listen to this episode, so I'll title it Porn Lightning Round.
Fab.
Yeah.
That is grabbing.
I'm
That'll
scared,
do the
but
job.
I'm also titillated.
Your guys' podcast art has nipples on it.
Yeah,
I didn't
sure
know, I didn't
does.
Know that was possible.
We didn't either.
We did have some discussion about it. We're like, is yeah. HeadGum going to veto the nipples? But it can, slid right by.
Yeah.
I can
think
hear
animated...
all of our fans typing in right now to see the nipples.
The thing is, they're illustrated, which I think you can get away with.
Yeah.
Like, Instagram will take down
actual nipples.
A real nipple, but
nipple
I don't think... Yeah. I mean, they haven't taken us down so far, and we've certainly been...
Female posted. Nipples, we should specify.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
male
if they're
nipples
male nipples,
are fine.
That's
totally fine.
Yeah. And so we're all on the same page.
And you put your taint on Instagram, and they didn't take it down, right?
Well, yeah. Still up there.
Because if it's
still
close up enough, you can't actually tell.
Yeah.
It just looks like semen.
It looks like the Saharan Desert.
Are you about to show us your taint? Is that what you're pulling
that's
up on your computer
act,
right
that's
now?
That's after the break.
Nick, what's the Wi-Fi?
It's a very high-res image. All right. Here's one called BF Porn Question. This one's a pretty popular one.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you guys have heard it before as well.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to give this lady a fake name. So, Rachel, do you have a fake name we can refer to this lady as? Maybe Amanda, because obviously she's not here.
Yeah, sure, let's do Amanda.
Amanda writes, mm-hmm. So my BF and I have been in a relationship for 2 years now. We're both 23 and things are going well. We recently moved in together, and as a result, we have now have one main shared computer. How old school, right?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I get home.
The year is 2003.
they're
in
on
the
a budget.
Den.
It's a desktop.
a compact presario. I get home from work an hour earlier than him. So yesterday I was fooling around on the computer until he got home, and after typing something into the address bar, I saw a few visited X video links suggested to me.
He's so old school that he's also going to a low-res porn.
This email was written
not
in 1999.
Not even
the best. Yeah, say, did someone write it a decade ago?
My BF has a high sex drive, and I'm cool with him jacking off. Now, I'm usually totally not a snooper, but out of curiosity, I clicked on one of the video links, and it's a girl with huge boobs.
Oh,
I
no.
thought, hey, okay, I wonder what else he looks
not
at.
Not boobs.
I opened up the history, and I went through the recent porn links, and every single video search was related to big boobs, like at least double D big. I'm a skinny girl and I don't really have curves, but my boyfriend said he always prefers small boobs. So now I'm wondering, what do I do? Do I confront him about this and talk to him, or keep quiet and let him have his fantasy? I'm kind of worried that one day he will meet a cute girl with big boobs and fall in love with her or some shit. I know it's common for guys to J-O, and there's a lot of boob-focused porn for literally every porn video he watches. To be big boob is making me think that he has some crazy deep urge to fuck any girls with big jugs. That's her word, not mine.
No, wait,
I would never.
How does she know that the only porn he's watched is big boobs? Or did she? Because I feel like maybe she just wandered down a recent history rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Could be.
That like,
could
does
be.
She even know how
I think she
porn
could, like,
searches work? Because
yeah.
maybe that day he wanted to see some titties.
And
that's
then he
true.
Got a million
but he has
suggested
a diverse
that's
palette.
Fully
right.
true. Like, if she saw 10 videos and she thinks she's seen the breadth of his porn searches.
Yeah. She's mistaken.
A rude awakening is coming.
That's the end of the question. But the basic gist is, like, do guys watch the porn for, like...
What
can
they
you
want.
Get, yeah, what they truly deeply want and desire, or mm-hmm. is it like completely unrelated to the love he has?
And
for
should
his
she talk to him? Was
right.
also a question.
Yeah, because he also he told her specifically that he likes small boobs,
right.
which
yeah.
is something you would say to somebody if you were dating with them, him. And
you would
she
tell
had small
the person
boobs.
You're dating that you want exactly what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
You're my dream girl.
Yeah,
I don't want anything else.
Because it's mean to say. Actually, my dream girl is the opposite, but you're awesome too.
Yeah. But for right now, this is
you're
great.
Fine for the next 2 to 3 years,
really right
and then
now.
I'm gonna meet a tiggled, bittied girl, and I'm leaving you.
Love the one you're with. Have you ever searched small boob porn? That must be a subset.
Oh, that would
right?
definitely
yeah,
a thing. Yeah.
I know a lot of guys that are like,
yeah, small tits
you know.
Is actually. We should do that. We should do yeah. that search term because that weirdly like pops up for me a lot yeah. as like tags.
Small tits porn.
Well, you like small tits?
You don't know.
A tag that I saw.
If we haven't talked about it.
I saw recently a tag that says medium ass.
I like your tips, babe.
Medium ass.
Medium ass.
Just medium.
Like, then don't tag it, right? Yeah.
I'll just assume just it's like, medium, yeah. Unless, you
unless
you specify.
That person's just tired of being attacked by the big old booty trend.
I guess in your experience, would you be jealous of a boy who's seeing porn, searching specifically for girls that don't look like you?
I mean, it's a good question about like if they specifically don't look like me, but I certainly would talk to the boyfriend about the porn. Like, I think that's a good conversation to have. Like, hey, you watch porn. Maybe we can watch together. I don't know if she's open to that, but right. That's a world I want to live in, where if someone is watching porn, it can be something they feel comfortable sharing with me. But I get that it's a little threatening to be like, oh, that's different than I am. But I think pretty classically, like, a lot of people have specific fetishes they don't necessarily want in their real lives, especially in the porn world, because sometimes if you do watch a lot of porn, you can get latched onto something like more extreme than you would actually want to deal with. You know, like, there are women that like gangbangs or have like rape fantasies, but don't want to
actually live it out.
Don't feel ready to do that in real life.
Yeah, I feel like there's a big difference in like what you want to watch versus like what you actually want to do, you know?
Right.
Like, there are things that I enjoy watching that not necessarily I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah.
I watch way too much stepsister sex.
Right.
To, like,
yeah.
Actually...
Like, I don't think anyone's actually like going out there to like fuck their stepsister, but somebody step stuff is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. The porn is definitely ruining like the non-nuclear families forever.
What's the male equivalent of this? Like a girl looking for what?
Big old dick.
Or huge balls.
Big balls. Yeah.
Because I feel like balls. Big dick is more.
It's more hidden.
That's almost more like. Looking at like a specific type of vagina, because those are like the actual.
You're trying to correlate, you know? The genitalia.
Yeah. Actually, the
uselessness of it.
What would a girl have to search for you to be like, oh, you obviously want someone that's the opposite of me?
I guess it would maybe be more something that was like I was insecure about. So if somebody was searching like. super flat 8-pack abs. I would be like, all right, I'm gonna do crunches. Okay?
But not talk
I'm going
about
to the gym right
I'm not
now.
Gonna bring this up. Surprise you. Maybe she should just get a boob job.
Oh, you know? That's actually just a really good bit of advice.
Surprise!
Don't change
I
your man.
Your porn.
Yeah,
no,
change
abort,
for his porn
abort.
Search.
Yeah. This is terrible.
That's a really good idea, Rachel.
No, now she wants to be Amanda.
Really?
Fuck.
So I would say in general, don't worry about it. He's probably not completely obsessed with girls with big boobs and he doesn't like you. Don't take it so personally.
He could be watching way worse stuff than big boob porn. So
yeah,
maybe
that's
be
like
grateful.
So tame.
Also, I think this is a good opportunity for her to like start talking about porn with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Do you think that makes for a healthier relationship?
Yes.
Talking about porn openly with your significant other?
Well, I think if it's something that you're uncomfortable with. You know, like if you're uncomfortable.
I'm just talking from my own experience.
Right.
I'm wildly uncomfortable with sharing my porn habits with anybody.
Oh, sure.
I would.
Except for you two.
Yeah. Say more.
All right. I can do it in a room with a microphone.
Yeah, that's cool.
But not in private with only one person.
With with my one soulmate, I really would hate for her to see my Pornhub tab.
I do think talking about porn makes for healthier relationships because I think if you're inclined towards jealousy, the way to deal with it is to process it and talk it out.
Oh.
And I think like you can have boundaries and say like, I don't necessarily want to tell you exactly what I watch because it makes me uncomfortable, but to just have some dialogue about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because again, what you watch is not necessarily what you want in real life or what you want to do in real life.
It does. Yeah. It does like, it's confusing what you like actual sex and what you like porn, but they're totally different.
Yeah. Would you say that what you search on your Pornhub tabs is different than what you do in real life? Like, are you not wanting to share that with your partner because it's drastically different or because it's even like
it's not like drastically
or a little scary.
It's definitely not extreme or scary, but it's I don't know what it is. I guess I like
it's always been so private to watch porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's
weird to
be like, all right, most intimate partner. Come check me out as I do this thing.
Yeah, if you can like fart and shit in front of your most intimate partner, like why can't you talk about your
porn?
Do
you fart and shit in front of your most intimate partner?
I don't shit in front of her.
And I resent the accusation.
I'm so sorry.
But, Laura.
But that's just because that's the kind of porn I watch.
I'll watch it on the toilet. Blumpkin art.
Jesus Christ.
What? I can say that.
Let's answer the next question.
All right. Here's one called Grandpa Problem, which is sort of...
porn related?
Yeah, porn related.
Sort of related. A lot of ways.
It's related to the flight I took here, in which a grandpa shit himself, and okay. We had to stay on the tarmac for 2 hours while they cleaned the shit off of his chair.
I like that I clicked my teeth as you were saying that.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Grandpa problem. Do you have a fake guy's name, Laura?
Darren.
That's good. Oh. Darren is a good male porn star name. Darren. Yeah.
So is Derek. Brian.
Yeah.
James. Dean.
I'm just you're saying. Now you're just naming guys' names.
I'm just naming porn stars' first names.
Yeah, but those are all just like those.
James Dean is a first and last name of a porn star.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. I added the Dean so that
very
you know.
Nice.
Context.
Yeah. I'm just putting building credibility for myself.
I watch porn.
Watcher.
I watch a lot of porn. I can name
James
one
Dean,
porn star.
Of him? Sexual assaulter. No big deal.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Do the question.
Darren writes, hey guys, longtime listener, first time emailing in, love the show and the videos. Anyway, my problem is pretty simple. My grandpa likes porn too much. Everyone in my family knows this after many times accidentally finding the pornography on the computer, but now grandpa is getting bolder. He has started watching porn in his office with the door wide open. No one in my family is doing anything about this, and I don't know what to do. I'm 21 years old. Thanks. Love, Darren.
Yeah. That's tough, Darren.
That is tough.
I really want to know what kind of porn Darren
I also,
is watching.
I want to know
he's
what
watching
kind
the old
porn
guy porn. There's like
mature.
Yeah.
There's mature, and there's also like mature with young girl.
Yeah. Wait, is mature grandpa aged, or is it like 40-year-olds?
I think it's like 40 to 50 and above. You know,
yeah, 50 and above.
You have to
porn.
Like get specific. Yeah. There is granny, and there is granny. Yeah. Porn.
Once you're over 25, you're MILF
old.
Porn. Right up until you're 50 and you're mature.
Yeah.
So like Brandy Love, she's still MILF. She's not mature.
Yeah.
But Nina Hartley, she's mature. She's past
Jake's
MILF.
Angling to host your show instead
I know.
Of
I we love... do an episode on Brandy Love.
Really?
She's I would...
get the MILF episode that's out features Brandy Love.
No way.
I thought you maybe listened. I was like, listen, check she's, them out.
Brandy Love still got it.
Yeah, she's like number 8 on Pornhub's like she's
very
porn
high
stars.
Ranking.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a game. Is that a public ranking search that you can do? Like you know who's number 1, 2, 3 every day? It's like the Amazon bestseller.
Yeah, it's like IMDb. Like
she's number
star rating.
She's number
star meter.
Butter meter.
Pornhub.
8. Yeah.
Under MILF or no. 8 generally.
General.
Who's number 1? Let me imagine.
I think
Mia Malkova.
Riley Reed maybe.
Riley
is like
Reed.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Who's Mia Malkova? I heard you guys talk about Mia Khalifa.
Oh yeah, Mia Khalifa
on your show, who is also a Lebanese sports commentator.
I think she's retired.
You just want to know when I yeah.
She's
her
retired
that
from.
Came up.
She's retired from porn. So
right.
That's yeah.
So, she's doing
so
that
now what she's known for is her sports commentating
wow.
In Lebanon, or she's just Lebanese.
No, she's from
Lebanon.
Before she was a Lebanese,
Lebanese
porn star,
she's and now a Lebanese sports.
Whatever she does, she's a Lebanese something.
Got it. How do we tell Grandpa not to watch porn in public?
Oh right.
I'm curious about this because I want to know if Grandpa's also masturbating.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Mm. Because if
with
he's
the
just,
door wide open?
Yeah, if he's got the door wide open, he's watching porn. Like, you know, maybe just be like, hey, Gramps.
I would
turn the sound off.
Yeah. It's a hard mix because old people and technology already
right.
don't get along.
Well, that's yes. how I would do it. I'd be like, can I teach you about computers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Search history and volume and doors.
That's very
you really
good
don't
point.
Get any technology. Even doors have been around since ooh. I think forever.
Yeah. Debatable.
Start with doors.
It's like, Grandpa, I don't know about that.
Grandpa doesn't have enough. We didn't have doors when I was growing up.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of time left on this earth. I feel like you don't want to. Just let him go out in a blaze of glory. Really?
Yeah.
Grandpa's 58. Yeah. Grandpa's mature, but not...
That's a porn age grandpa.
Great grandpa is also watching porn.
Yeah.
But he at least keeps the door closed.
Right.
Why don't we just, for Christmas, give grandpa a laptop or an iPad.
A pair of headphones.
And a pair of headphones.
Just covered in smut, preloaded, so he doesn't have to deal with the internet.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go search,
just
re-download
like an iPad
everything.
With like a ton of stuff. Find out what he likes. That's actually a really sweet gift.
Oh.
I feel like grandpas do stuff all the time that they don't really think about that you just have to help them with. Like my grandpa used to just like have a big piece of food on his face or something or like be drooling. And you wouldn't be like, Grandpa, you have spit on your face, you old idiot. you'd just be like talking to him and then just like grab a paper towel and wipe it off his face.
Yeah,
he doesn't miss a beat. He understands.
That's why I'm saying to frame it as a, let me show you about computers conversation.
I wouldn't even, but I would just like,
as opposed
just
to
shut
sex
the door really, really lightly. Just like eyes averted, hum to yourself, and then shut the door and let him go to town.
And then he grabs your wrist before it shuts.
Where do you think you're going, you little twerp? Grandpa, please. Yeah. Darren, why don't you sit on my lap? Oh my God.
What? I'm old. I'm 58.
I've given up on dignity.
That's not that old, Grandpa.
Yeah. 58.
You know, a normal age. So my suggestion is to buy them their own bit of technology. They shouldn't be using a family
Yours is
computer.
The more expensive option.
I mean, this guy's
mine was
Darren's
just
like 23.
Yeah. So all the way from teaching him how to teaching him how to door works to getting him an iPad.
Or telling him like how to, you know, turn the sound off. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. That's a really expensive solution.
That's buy what your, I'm like,
well, you're teaming it up with a family.
A computer?
Yeah, everybody
Deep
chips
your
in a
pockets,
little bit.
Amir.
I know.
I'll fucking buy it right now. You think I give a shit? How much could it be?
What's your Venmo, fucker?
$40?
How much does
here?
A laptop go for these days?
I flew $12? Here on a shitmobile. You think I care about an iPad?
You shit in first class.
That was
I
you.
Shit on first class. That was my way of sort of saying fuck you to the elite. Like, and you guys are susceptible to diarrhea just as much as I am.
You shook a turd out of your leg on your way as you were boarding the plane.
That's right.
You shook it out of the
Like Andy Dufresne spreading rocks around the yard.
That happened to me once in like elementary school, like the shit down the sweatpants and just like feeling it go down your leg.
You had a poopy pants incident.
I still
remember the shit running down your leg.
Yeah, it's just visceral, like, that's log like,
that's
going
formative,
down.
Bud.
That I feel formative.
Like that's,
yeah.
That's
okay?
a big...
It's funny that you guys even bring it up.
You brought it up.
I want to talk about it in a weird way.
Not a weird way, in a really direct way.
It was 10th grade.
I feel like you made up the plane shitting story so you could talk
and
about this.
I was wearing sweat shorts.
Oh, that's even sweat. Worse. So it went down your bare leg.
Yeah, bare leg.
Was it diarrhea or was it just like a turd?
It was both. So it started as a turd. And then that sort of opened the floodgates, as it were. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a stomach ache? Were you like, were
no,
you
I didn't
Ill?
Have a stomach
a
ache.
Sweat.
I was.
Was this really 10th grade?
Starving for attention.
I'm mostly concerned that you were wearing sweat shorts. Why aren't we talking about this?
It was cool.
Your fashion choices were poor.
I was fashion forward. This was 1998.
And you paid for it.
You didn't know better. All right, next question. One last one before we have to go to a break.
Okay.
This one is worried about his Zimbabwean roommate, Rachel. We need another guy's fake name.
Eric. Is that his name?
From Darren to Eric. Okay. Eric writes,
Eric Darren is a cool male porn star name.
Thanks, man. I'm living off campus apartment with two other people, one of my friends and a random kid from Zimbabwe we found on Craigslist. I'm in control of the Comcast internet account. I recently checked my email that said we had a notice of claim copyright infringement. When I opened it, they all turned out to be for porn videos. Someone in my house is pirating a healthy amount of porn, and I think I know who it is. I'm pretty sure that these are the Zimbabwean guys doing. For one, I don't download any porn, and the titles of the names of the videos, these aren't titles, and the titles aren't names of the videos I watched. Also, I don't suspect my friend because she has a girlfriend, is pretty anti-porn, and the porn titles all seem to be geared towards a straight male audience. So my question is, what do I do about this? I don't want to get sued or prosecuted because my name is on the account, but the Zimbabwean guy is only staying here for another month. Do I ignore him? Do I confront him? Help me, Jake and Amir. You're my only hope. And Lauren,
only,
Rachel.
Your only hope.
Do you confront a friend who's pirating porn and your name is... Can you
Why
get in trouble
is
for
he
this?
Pirating porn. This is another, like, can I explain the internet to
you?
Yeah.
Do you not know what Pornhub is?
Part of our show is about encouraging you to pay money for a subscription. And here are some places
for
you can go to for better ethical porn. But you can get porn for free without like tipping off Time Warner or whoever's Comcast.
I pirate a lot of porn.
You pirate porn.
Yeah, I download because I need the full. I need the full HD
movie.
I need the 60:40.
1080p
is enough.
Like
it's not
actually
even close.
A search term. Like people search by resolution.
Oh yeah, and same with 60 frames per second.
Yes,
that's one too.
What?
If I can't watch it like on a movie theater than
on your projector in your home theater.
GD point, you know?
Yeah. Your one true love. you make your popcorn.
That's right.
And you pull up your projector and you watch a porn. Yeah.
How else do people do it?
I don't know.
Wait, what do you guys suggest? Paying, subscribing, and doing it. What were you saying?
That's something ethically? We generally suggest.
Which is what?
Like there are websites, there are feminist and or ethical websites where you know that the porn performers are being compensated and that they have agency and
fair
that it's
trade.
Not just straight up sex
locally
trafficking.
Locally sourced organic porn.
That's locally right. sourced.
What's a good example
fed.
Of that?
Yeah.
Cage-free porn.
Like,
well, some people
not
like
too
cages.
Far from the truth.
Some people do.
But if they're in a cage, they're consenting, and it is their fetish and their preference.
So what's an example of cage-free porn?
Like Erica Lust is one of our favorite. Trenchcoat X is one we go to that's pretty, like, mainstream vibes. Mm. Started by a porn star.
Stoya
and?
Caden Cross.
I want to say Carly. Thank you.
Have you heard of any of these, Jacob?
The porn stars I've heard of. The ethical porn? No, I'm watching torture.
I want the smut.
I'm on motherless.com watching a hamster get crushed by a woman in a heel.
No wonder you don't want to talk to your partner about this.
Yeah. My porn is so tame. It's really just the amount. It's really, that's all it is.
It's the sheer volume.
It's the volume of the porn. Yeah.
How big are your terabyte
hard drives?
It's
very, very bland.
How many in a gigaflop? Because I have two of those in an attic somewhere.
I think I've heard of some of these. What was the Trenchcoat?
Trenchcoat X is a platform where they self-produce and then also feature other porn filmmakers. Also, PinkLabel.tv is like a platform that has different porn filmmakers featured.
Right.
You can also go to Feminist Porn Awards and they like tell you basically anyone who's ever been nominated, like director of studios.
You can
like
also
that.
Go to girlsonporn.com. And that's, look at our website.
Now
there you go. There you go.
The plug.
You like
that's
that?
Why we're here.
Thanks for the tee up. Just took us 20 minutes to get there.
Sweet. Do you approach the Zimbabwean roommate or do you just let it go? I've never heard of people getting in trouble for pirating.
Yeah.
If he's moving out in a month, it's kind of your call on what the relationship is with the dude.
I'm more concerned about the fact that he just assumes it's the Zimbabweans.
Thank you. That's where I was going.
Confront yourself.
Yeah, the anti-porn female roommate.
Yeah,
who has a girlfriend. It smells of a red herring.
Exactly.
I mean, she's trying to throw you off the scent.
Exactly.
She's clearly the suspect.
I also have never
hiding
heard
in
of this.
Plain sight.
Yeah. Comcast doesn't send you a fucking letter of like the names of the porn videos that you
You're
watch.
Sweating.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, they couldn't possibly because Jill's father's on the account.
I have to make a phone call. Mr. Vogel, sir.
I've heard of
I assure you it's your daughter.
We have a Zimbabwean border.
He's a Somali pirate. What were you saying?
I have heard of something like this where I stayed at this house that a woman I used to work for like let me use sometimes. And she's rich and also works in HR. So I think she had like tabs on her activity in a way that I would never have tabs on my activity. Like, very high-power HR person. So I think her internet, like, came through her employer.
Whoa.
And she texted me when I was there, like, one weekend with friends, and someone had, like, pirated, you know, like, Gangs of New York or something. Like, it wasn't porn. It was just a regular movie. I genuinely don't remember what the movie was. I just thought of the first movie.
How could
I was talking about gangbangs
in 10 years, I wouldn't have thought of Gangs of New York.
No. I just talked about gangbangs, and I was just going, don't say gangbangs, don't say gangbangs.
My father, the hero.
So yeah, it like tipped us off that somebody had used like a pirating website of some kind. And I think they did know the title, but it wasn't porn in that case.
Maybe you can know, because I also remember one time at work, the internet was going slow, and like one of our coders, like, called out the person who was torrenting something. Uh-oh. They, like, could see who it was.
Oh, really?
So, that made me a little bit. It, like, shook me to my core just a bit.
How about the if I were you, what would you do if this was you in your situation? Would you say anything or not?
If he's moving out, I'd probably leave it.
Leave it be.
If he was, like, a pal and I just genuinely wanted to introduce him to porn on the internet in a more easy, accessible way, I'd probably just let it go, but...
Or you can maybe...
Yeah, can't hurt to have a conversation if you think you can talk to that person about their porn life.
I'd avoid the hell out of the confrontation.
Maybe if I were you, I would talk to the female roommate.
Oh.
Yeah. I heard pinklabel.tv.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, just so you know, there's some good porn websites out there.
Sorry, what did you say to me? We're at dinner and you're telling me there's a good porn website out there? I have a boyfriend.
I thought she had a girlfriend.
She had a girlfriend.
Whatever, man. I'm barely reading these guys. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you can keep it general. Be like, hey, have you been pirating videos? I've been noticing Comcast is getting mad at me for pirating
content. There you go.
Content.
You could just hold like a roommate meeting and be like, I don't know who it was.
That's smart.
But group, this is Pornhub.
Yeah. group text with all of the roommates. Be like, we got a letter from Comcast saying we're pirating stuff.
Oh, right. Group text. Yeah, that's very passive.
Very passive.
I like that.
I was going to say, like, passive aggressive, you could like leave the letter on his bed.
Oh, that's good.
But that's passive
with
aggressive.
A let's porn go DVD.
Passive submissive.
Yeah, let's go aggressive aggressive. And you grab the Zimbabwean by the throat.
Jesus Christ.
Demanding
dude.
An explanation.
That's the second question you said somebody should grab someone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, very violent.
Grandpa and roommate. Yeah. Just grabbing people.
I had a weird night last night. I was accosted at Sleep No More. all right, let's take a break. We'll come back and thank some sponsors. Or we'll thank sponsors. Come back and answer more questions with Rachel and Laura.
Hey.
Who's Amanda?
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. no, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, mm-hmm. You can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back. Hey, Laura. Or
hi.
Rachel, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
That was actually in the theme of the episode.
It was.
That's true.
Was it?
That was me saying, Mom, I'm coming. Do you remember why?
No. Was it part of the bit where you were also coming because of your grandfather? It's like watching grandma and grandpa have sex, and you said you were so turned on that you were going to jizz in your cornflakes. Or was that a different episode?
I feel like we're getting off track. And I really resent the little jabs that you're throwing.
Okay. Do you guys have any unsolicited advice?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
I just did this and I really enjoyed it. I went and used the single use bathroom here.
Oh.
And that was for a man.
So you do this at bars, restaurants as well?
Yeah.
So
if it's single use and there's a boy.
If there's a boy, yeah, go in there. It shouldn't be gender.
We're throwing away those gender binaries anyway.
Exactly.
The bonus is I don't have to wait in line.
Is that right?
You eject the toilets?
You upper deck them?
Oh, upper deck.
Yeah. You take a dump in the septic tank?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. And then I tag it with my Sharpie. Yeah.
Can I take advantage of this, or is this only a lady using it, guys?
Only us. Thing. It's our privilege.
That's a privilege.
Yeah, I think it's mostly
that's our thing
me.
Now.
Because
yeah.
Well, if I came out of a woman's room and I was like, "Sorry, ladies," I feel like people would not be happy.
You know, I have a quick story about this.
Brief no time.
I was okay. Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Bye.
This happened to me at a restaurant. I was waiting outside the men's room, and like, and a server came by and she was like, "Oh, you could just use that one."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay." And I went in and I came out and there was a lady and she was like, "That's the women's room." And I was like, "Someone told me I could."
She
I could,
made me do it. Yeah,
a waiter younger than me told me I can use it.
But then it was even worse. She turned to her friend and she was like, "Be careful."
Wait, what?
Like what?
Like about me?
They were gonna.
That I was some sort of like predator hanging out in the women's room.
Yeah, they were gonna catch
it
your
was a single
pubes,
use,
you know?
And I was so offended. I was like, I was waiting. I wanted to listen.
They're gonna catch your mail.
You did come out with a little Ziploc baggie, and you looked caught.
And a drill.
She said I could.
I was just installing a glory hole. Are you guys going to talk about glory holes on the pod?
Oh, for sure.
God, it's crazy how many different porn things there are. I'm so excited for this podcast.
Yeah. You know what's even crazier is how comfortable people feel just telling us their thing.
No, I
that
love
we've
it.
Learned.
Yeah, now like all of our friends are like, "Hey, can I send you some porn? I've got a pretty good one."
Wow.
Yeah, which is actually helpful because we have to make our way through a lot of porn to find like good, worthwhile stuff.
Jake would be a great guest.
Thanks, dude.
Well, I think you guys should both come on.
I think you guys
should.
Actually,
both. Yeah, should we talk about this? We're not rolling, or is it weird? Can we ask you?
I'd be
do
a
you
great
be on
guest,
our show?
And Amir would be a terrible guest. So we should come on together, and we'll do like a pretty good show.
It'll level out.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Amir, normal.
The way he watches porn is he
medium.
Just goes to RedTube.com, clicks on the first video, masturbates in 60 seconds, and is done.
He's like, "Oh, so you've talked about this.
So you've heard of my movie Gone in 60 Seconds, right?" Not 1 minute, 60 seconds, exactly.
Okay, so your unsolicited advice is pee and shit wherever you want, occupancy.
Yes.
Not wherever you want.
Right.
But you
help
know.
Yourself to a single-use
yeah,
bathroom.
Yeah, there shouldn't be genders on them anyways.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, if it's single-use, it really...
It really should
like, it's, it should then be that's like not even part of like the weird gender bathroom debate thing. That's just like... taking a toilet off limits for half the population.
Right.
That's odd.
Unfair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm on board. Laura, do you have anything?
If you tip a bartender well at a place you go to regularly, they might remember you and give you free things.
That's some
is
solid.
That, I don't know.
No, actually, that I've given. Good?
What do you consider tipping well?
More than 20% for sure.
a so bartender. Like, but like, let's say a drink cost $8. You're given 10 total, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if it's $9? Are you giving 11?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually usually, I've done away with the dollar a drink tip rule after having bartended for many years.
Me too.
Partially because of that rule, people like will get like a $15 Manhattan and throw you a dollar and you're like, fuck off. So I'm one of the
what
people
if it's like, what if you
balancing
buy
out for the shit.
Of six beers. Six
and you
beers.
Want $1.
Like $1. would you still say 20% if you're buying like six beers and it's just like bottles and cans? I feel like I tip based on
sometimes,
the effort a little bit.
I do sometimes think it through. And if somebody like is just grabbing six cans of beer for me, I might just throw them $6. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times I'm like running a tab or whatever. And if I close at a tab, I'm doing 20%. But if you go to a bar and you have a spot where like you're chatty with the bartender and they sort of know you and you continually like tip well, they will remember you and they will start to get you free drinks if they have the
agency. It definitely all evens out if you are a regular.
Yeah.
As a bartender, I can concur to that.
Like they, if you, somebody's tipping you more, you give them more attention and then you.
Yeah.
What other perks are you getting for this tip situation? I mean, I get results.
I give out free drinks.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Because that doesn't cost you anything.
No, it costs the company something.
Right, but that's just the bartender.
Don't fire me, guys. Please don't fire me. I really love my job.
Different bars and restaurants have different policies about how much free booze you're allowed to give out.
Yeah.
And I think different bartenders have different policies about how much they actually give out.
They give a shit about the
policy. Exactly. Like, bartenders have like a lot of leeway to give out free drinks because like creating regulars is really valuable for the business.
To their
company, it's not like you're just giving out your free drinks to your friends and then you'll never see those people again.
Right. Yeah. Like my bar is very like, we are here to make regulars and it's part of the vibe. So.
Cheers.
And it's a great way to like,
yeah, it is.
Buy back, you know, some good faith if something goes wrong. If you're like, meal takes a while, you can be like, here, this one's on the house.
So right.
I've been coming to your bar a little bit and I tip really, really poorly. I was wondering if people remember me.
Oh yeah, you're Jake the Snake, right?
Yeah.
You said, I barely ordered six beers. Why do I owe you anything?
I'll skip out on a bill.
I'll ask around. I'll clear a name for you. Don't worry.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to answer some more porn-themed questions. This one's from a 14-year-old.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, from Canada.
Spicy.
Do you have a 14-year-old Canadian boy's name, Laura?
Timothy.
That's good. Timothy is good. For about 2 years, I've been watching porn. I'm 14 years old. I watch it almost every day, and I think I'm addicted. Lately, I've been watching some weird stuff like anime and cosplay. Is this normal? I usually feel depressed after, and I try not to watch it, but I still do. Any idea about what I should do? By the way, I love the podcast.
I think we can all agree that this is disgusting, vile behavior. Next question.
Timothy.
Shame on you, Timothy. Oh,
your dick will fall off, Timothy.
Sweet little Timothy.
God cries every time you masturbate.
Starting at 12. That seems young. I didn't start at 12. Did you start at 12, the porn watching?
It's a different generation, though, y'all. Because we didn't have access
to the internet, the way
they do now. Yeah,
magazines.
Like, that's true. Had to, like, wait for, like, a picture of tits to load, let alone
the Spice Channel and
scramble porn.
Yeah, and I was looking at Playboy, so I knew I liked naked women, but I didn't know there was anything that I was supposed to do to my
body. Like, sure.
I feel like when you were watching porn, it's like, I'm watching sex acts. I sort of get it.
Yeah.
I'll create friction on my
own.
I'll
do a sex act to myself.
Right.
Well, you just wait and see. Mother.
What happens now?
That was the lead into Mom, I'm Coming, wasn't it?
And then there's the idea of porn addiction, which is kind of a weird thing because like everybody likes porn, but how can you tell if you're addicted to it?
Porn addiction.
Talk about that?
We talked about it a little in the parody episode.
Yeah.
Specifically
to young guys.
Yeah. Brian and Nick apparently got on an app. I forget what it's called, but it sounds very Christian and very sex negative, where it's like, good buddies, don't be touching themselves. That's not what it's called, but it might as well be.
That's
how, like, how many days you go like without watching porn or masturbating?
That's a really popular subreddit too, like NoFap or something.
Oh yeah, like NoFap November or something.
Yeah, where like you won't masturbate, and like a lot of guys talk about like how they become super clear-headed. It's like they're Bradley Cooper in Limitless all of a sudden. I learned Japanese.
To be fair, you are Japanese. I've been dealing. You knew it already.
I guess it's an interesting idea. I feel like everything I've ever heard about addiction is like, are you using it as a coping mechanism? Are you like sacrificing time with friends and family to do this thing?
Did you blow off Thanksgiving dinner to masturbate to hentai? Like, maybe we should have a conversation about it.
Maybe you have an addiction.
I can't speak with much science yet. I think we're going to get further into this in the podcast at some point. I certainly think there's like the possibility of addiction to porn, the way there's possibility of addiction to weed or like various activities that may or may not be chemically addictive. I think there is also like a reaction your brain has to that, like endorphin and like dopamine.
Right. The dopamine. And I think that's what he's like feeling like depressed afterwards, is because he's getting addicted to that feeling of like the dopamine.
Yeah.
And then he feels bad.
Oh. But
Timothy, honey, you're fine.
You're going to be fine. You're normal. An adolescent boy.
You're normal. Cosplay, that stuff, totally fine.
Totally.
Don't worry about it.
Plenty of people's thing. Normal to experiment. I think the like, I'm addicted and I'm depressive about it. Like, if you're concerned about it, maybe like slow it up.
Yeah,
sometimes
take a couple
not
days
watching
off.
Porn for a while and then going back to it is actually fun.
It's very
like a treat.
Exciting.
Yeah. Ooh.
But yeah, I don't think he should actually be worried. He sounds like literally every middle school boy I ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Knew. Yeah. Yeah. So he's just 14 and, you know, hormones are running wild within you once a day.
If you want to feel better, you could just look at all of the different really fucked up porns that you're not into.
Right.
And then be like, oh,
could
I
be
only
worse.
Like cartoons. That's pretty fine.
And I am 14.
Yeah. You're going to like some of that fucked up shit too.
Yeah.
When you're 14, you've been doing something for 2 years. It's basically like 15% of your life. It feels like forever.
Yeah. You're fine.
All right. Here's a question from a lady.
Okay.
Love a lady.
Love a lady. Back to Rachel. Do you have a lady's name? 23-year-old.
Lisa.
That's perfect.
Aww.
Every 23-year-old is named Lisa.
Yeah.
Every age, you should have a different name.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, you guys are being so polite.
The Amir. At age 21, I wasn't Amir, obviously. I was,
what were you at 21?
I was an Anthony type.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you?
Anthony type.
Too Jewish.
Did you
I
have
need
a,
to be more Jewish.
Did
Doug,
you have a popped collar?
Sam. Sam David's good.
Doug's not
I was
very Jewish,
David
is
in
it?
College.
Is Doug Jewish?
Doug could be Jewish.
All right. Cool.
I know a Jewish Doug.
There we go.
Just one.
Doug's dad is not Jewish, but Doug's mom is Jewish.
Yeah.
That's
right. They celebrated both.
Doug's
family's too many.
Weird.
He gets too many presents.
Fuck Doug.
Fuck him.
You can't eat matzah on Easter, Doug. Anyway, this lady, Lisa, writes, first of all, I love you guys. You've helped me through some pretty rough times. I finally have a question worthy of the podcast. I'm 23 years old, a straight woman, but I've only been in a relationship with one guy in my life. I love him, but never enjoyed sex that much. I also watch a lot of lesbian porn. I mean, 3 to 5 times a week. I've never actually been with a woman. I made out with friends, but otherwise, nah. So I'm starting to wonder if maybe I should be with a woman instead. What do I do to find out whether or not I'm gay? I want to experiment. Should I try Tinder and looking for a woman? Should I ask one of my many queer friends to lend a hand or finger? She said that, not me. I live in Boulder, so there are plenty of gay women around.
Boulder.
Sometimes
Boulder.
I think,
do you know this girl?
Sometimes I think
Lisa?
About women when I'm having. Sometimes I think about women when I'm having sex with a guy. What should I do? Help. Oh. P.S. Jake, if it turns out I'm gay, I'd still totally be down for a threesome with you. Still.
Wow.
Did you broach the subject with her?
We did not.
You
have
fucking
you been talking
pervert?
To Lisa?
When did this email come in?
Hey, Jake, I'll call you back and I'd still be totally down for a threesome. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry.
I thought
sorry,
the thread was muted.
Don't let this color your answer.
Wow.
Do girls watch gay porn? Straight girls watch gay porn?
Straight
girls, girls
straight
watch
girls
straight
def
porn.
Watch gay porn.
Yes.
Lesbian porn. I think a lot of times the desire there, at least for me, this is true, and for women I've talked to, it's sometimes about being like, well, I know I'm not going to have to deal with like some crazy awful
shot.
Guy.
Yeah.
Like sometimes the guys in porn are fine. Sometimes you're like, whoa, who's this?
Male porn stars definitely, me, there's a low bar for them.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's, there's so many porns, like female porn stars and just like whatever mope they could find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever dick attached to a body was available that day.
I think, you rarely see a guy watching two guys and be like, this is better for me.
Yeah.
Well, because most like, you know,
the other
porn
thing
is centered on like male satisfaction anyways.
I was just gonna say the
and that's
thing,
why I think a lot of women watch lesbian porn is because they're watching like female
satisfaction.
The female climax is like the main event.
Right. Mm. It's not like just centered around a cum shot, which female. Is like most porn is.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes it's not a cum
watch.
Shot. Sometimes it's a cream pie.
And yeah. I'm so sorry. You're 100% correct.
You're 100%. Listening at home, Jake is pushing Rachel.
Grabbing her wrist.
Yeah. And closing the door.
Jesus Christ, dude. What do we do? What do we do?
You're going to have to talk to your partner about this episode.
Yeah. It's a
potential lesbian, that's sort of a bigger question.
Yeah, I do think that Lisa should figure that out. Is she in a relationship with a man right now, though?
Yes.
She should also probably talk to him and be like, I have this going on.
Right.
Rather than just go out and cheat on him with some friend of hers in Boulder.
Yeah, well, this guy will have to hide his unbridled joy at this question. Yeah.
He's want to experiment with women. Stoked. Yeah.
Really, baby?
Yeah.
Do you want
tonight
me there for
what are you thinking? Yeah.
How can I help? Yeah. Fuck me.
Here to support you.
Yeah.
I have a list of women I have in mind.
Yeah. They're all straight like you.
Concerned about the fact that she doesn't enjoy sex with her partner.
Yeah, that's the conversation they need to have first.
And that makes me think that she needs to figure out what she likes, you know?
Yeah, what is she getting out of the lesbian porn that her partner's not providing?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think she needs to have a conversation. Sorry, Elise, but you gotta sit this guy down.
A conversation with her partner about her pleasure and possibly
yeah.
her interest in women.
Right.
So there's some pros and some cons there for him.
Mm-hmm.
You're not pleasing me, but
I think I have something that could. And you're gonna like it.
Yeah. You could maybe watch. I don't know.
You could be in there.
All right. We have one last question from another lady.
Okay.
Laura's turn, right?
Yes.
Let's give this 24-year-old from Iowa.
Mm. Pick a good one.
Karen.
I like that. That Perfect. Was good.
I feel like your name should change with your age, you know? Like 23-year-olds or Lisa.
I feel like someone just mentioned this.
I think
Why
it was
do
Jake.
I feel Groundhog like...
Jade. It was Doug.
It was Doug.
That was me two Doug. Minutes ago. I'm a 24-year-old from Iowa. Pretty sure you've never answered an Iowan's question, so this would be a first. All right, I don't know where she gets that accusation. Anyways, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, and it's all right, I guess. He doesn't...
Glowing review.
He doesn't and won't jack off ever. He says it makes him feel gross and disgusting. That being said, I'm his only sexual release. This is my problem. He has turned sex into a chore for me that he wants it every day, multiple times a day. Don't get me wrong. I love sex, but I don't get a chance to miss it or crave it because it's all he wants. I barely get aroused now, so I've been having to sneak off to watch porn before I do it to get halfway in the mood. What the fuck do I do about this? I've brought it up to him before, but he hasn't changed. Should I break up with him? Or like, what would you do if your girlfriend wanted too much sex? Thanks, guys. Call me Winnie. Oh. Love.
Oh, Karen.
But wait, she
called
me Winnie.
Winnie.
Yeah, she Karen Winnie. She suggested Winnie, but okay. We vetoed
like
that.
Like Winnie from, Wonder Years.
Right.
Yeah.
Or from Winnie the Pooh.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Also,
two famous Winnies.
Mm-hmm. Two famous Winnies.
Those are the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call me Winnie. Why, though? We'll get into that another day.
Okay, Karen.
Karen, that is...
That's a kind of a sad situation.
It is kind of a sad situation. It's you can't just be having sex with your partner's making you multiple times a day.
Yeah.
You're not into
it. Sounds problematic.
You watch the porn to get into it.
Right.
Yeah.
He won't jerk off.
He feels shameful about masturbating.
He says it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But he will fuck her multiple times a day and she's not into it.
There's a whole world that he's missing out on.
Yeah. Also, he has some shit to address.
Yeah. It sounds like he's got a
partners
big,
here
yeah.
are not coming correct in their relationships.
He's definitely got some weird sexual shame and guilt that he needs to figure out.
Process.
Is it like a religious thing? Midwest plus shameful.
But they're having premarital sex.
I bet it's something like he felt gross about it. I mean, like... society kind of makes us feel bad about it when we're young, you know?
Masturbation.
It's just crazy that he's carried that into his 20s.
Like, we're not a very sex-positive culture. Yeah. We're starting to get there.
You do have to you hide your porn, for sure.
Yeah, I think there's something there. That? I think there's, like, a religious background or maybe just, like, a specific way that he was raised that was
It's, like, one of the many things
negative.
We're trying to deal with Girls on Porn, you know?
That's pretty cool. Girls on Porn, is that a new HeadGum podcast?
It is.
Search,
Girls on Porn.
Amazing.
That's amazing. You're
rate
actually,
us 5 stars.
You're probably accidentally subscribed because you searched Girls and Porn in iTunes, so now you can actually listen to it.
Now there's something there.
Whoa, 4 million listens.
Hope so. Yeah, listen, we'll take them however we can get them.
Even if they're accidental. You rarely hear about parents teaching their kids about porn.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't mean that he was talking about porn, but that he has some sexual shame associated with, like, shame in general or, like, privacy in their family or, like, a specific way that the family were like, that's bad. Like, did mom or dad discover him masturbating and shame him? And now he's, like, kind of traumatized about that.
Right?
Yeah.
And this all a large conversation, I would say. Right?
Yeah.
Like, don't just bring it up casually.
Definitely happen in this relationship.
And I don't even know if, like, making him jerk off is a solution. Maybe it is.
I have a creative idea in that you could, like, work masturbation into the sex.
Because,
I mean, mutual masturbation is a thing. Like, you could pleasure yourself while he's watching and pleasuring himself and, like, create a bridge to him feeling more comfortable with it in general.
So the mutual masturbation starts from, like, you two masturbating from, like, across the bed from each other.
Yeah,
then you're across the room, and then you're out watching TV.
Close the door.
Close the door, Grandpa.
You move.
And all of a sudden, mutual masturbation is happening by himself.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
You're, like,
feel
training
free to text
a dog.
Me, babe.
Give him a little treat after. Separation anxiety.
Give him a treat every time you leave.
A disc, a little pepperoni disc. Here you go. Great job. That's actually really good advice. And one that we wouldn't have given without your two inputs.
Because we're morons.
What are our names, Amir?
Laura and Rachel.
Nailed
and
it.
Not Amanda.
But maybe next year, because your name could change as you age.
Next year, I'll take Amanda. We'll pass them around, actually.
That's nice. Sort of like mixed chairs. Doubles.
I'll be Amir.
Sweet. And I'll be finally Doug. A Jewish boy with a heart of gold who didn't shit himself at age 15. I didn't actually shit myself at age 15. I want you guys to know.
How old were you when you actually shit yourself?
I was in first grade.
That sounds about
right. So that did happen.
Yes, I did shit myself.
I believe
it was
true.
First grade, shit yourself.
Yeah, and my mom was a teacher at the school, so I would always I had like diarrhea, so I'd like run to the bathroom, shit, come back.
Wait, this happened all the time?
No, like
just
during that day. And then like one time I didn't make it all the way back to the bathroom. I was like, well, I'm in the bathroom now. There's shit everywhere. And I just waited and waited. And all of a sudden, like after 10 minutes, my teacher came in. Is like, Amir, are you in here? It's like, yes. And she's like, do you want me to call your mom? And I'm like, yes. Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
I do want you to call my mom.
That's lucky.
So you didn't get caught. It wasn't public.
Well, not get caught by the kids, but the teacher knew.
Oh, the kids didn't see you shit yourself.
That's really lucky that your mom worked there.
Yeah, very lucky.
Yeah.
Well, until you see me at recess hanging out with my own mother for 2 years.
Come play basketball with a dodgeball.
Yeah. Oh,
owning you.
Derek hit me. You saw him. Get him. Get him in trouble, mother.
Ima.
Ima, help. All right. One last time. The name of your podcast, Girls on Porn.
Girls on Porn.
2 episodes available now. A new one every hump day.
Every Wednesday.
Forever
Happy
and ever.
Hump day. Mm-hmm. Forever. Forever.
Forever and ever.
You signed
a contract in blood.
A God contract. You can't leave. Thank you guys so much for coming on this show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, this has been lovely.
Thanks for being on HeadGum. For more Laura and Rachel and Amanda. Is she on the show?
No. She does pop on. She popped onto the squirting episode.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
She did. So you'll have to tune in.
She popped on for this. Yeah.
And squirted on for the popped episode. Yes. So you can listen to these ladies talk about porn on HeadGum.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will be back, as always, next week. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Opening song was that Newfound Glory cover.
Great cover.
This closing one is a cover of Do Re Mi by Black Bear. I don't even know what this is, but Tanner Hutchinson wrote it. So thank you, Tanner. Thanks to Laura and Rachel. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.